Hello there, and welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast with me, John Richardson.
And me, I want to apologise for the racket you just heard Matt Ford. This is the podcast where we follow the highs and the lows of the FPL teams of some of the country's funniest people.
I was trying to be nice.
I know, but it was a screech.
Hello.
I know, but you mock your own voice plenty enough. But I mean,
hello there.
See, that's nice. When you add that warm, tobacco-y, smoky bottom to it, it helps. But when it's all
right.
When it's all high register, it's just rank.
Hello.
I can picture
welcome
people.
Welcome to the podcast.
Well, that's nice. Welcome
go on,
to the
what
podcast.
Are they doing?
Well, they're shivering on the tube or on the bus to work. They're going, ooh, like that. The partner's in the other room going, what is that racket? Don't play it through the Bluetooth speaker. You're scaring the animals.
Oof.
Well, should we talk
how
about...
How are you?
I'm good. So do we talk about FPL first or life first? What would you rather, John? It's up to you.
No, they're both crap, aren't they? They're both an irrelevance that will soon end.
Well,
is that fair?
Oh my God. Very sort of bleak and unexpectedly deep start to the show about the prospect of an afterlife and the certainty of mortality. But let's deal with FPL first because this
and
is
the,
an FPL
and
podcast.
The end of the season.
And the end of the season, yes.
That's what it's. Yeah, that's all I meant about FPL.
Okay, I think I'm struggling to deal with that more than the certainty of my one-time death. So, your tactic last week, John, was to copy me. So, the week before, I'd basically forgotten and beat you. So, this week, you didn't touch your team and just tell the world what happened.
Well, it was all right, actually. I think I got away with it, given that it was a double game week and I didn't even open the app. I scored 72 points, which I'm actually quite happy with. Things didn't go in my favour. I still don't understand goalkeeping scorings. I had Ramsdale who played twice and I got 3 points for him. That just doesn't seem, that seems mathematically impossible to me. I know Chelsea scored a couple.
I can't believe I'm having to explain the rules to you, but he played twice and he got 3 points. So there's a point each for an appearance. And the third point is because you wear short sleeves.
Yeah, but it's a point each for each half. I see. Okay. So I didn't realise he was in short sleeves.
Yeah, because he wears short sleeves, he gets a bonus point because it makes him look Mexican.
I'm not on top of all the scoring. Rafinha, I got 0 points for, presumably because there's rumours about him leaving Leeds United. Doherty at Tottenham, I didn't get any points for. And that's got a red exclamation mark next to it. So does that mean he's been done for speeding?
Oh, something like that, yeah. So I've got two players still to play. Broja and Adams still have a game in hand for Southampton.
Broja?
That's how I like to pronounce it. Is that is like it? Jalapenos?
It depends where he's from, you see. I think he's Hispanic, isn't he?
Broja.
Broja.
Broja. A real broha. When he makes a joke, I guess it's a broha. It's another
very
feature
good.
We could do on the show where we do...
Oh, he's Albanian.
Oh, God, what does that mean?
So over to our Albanian export for what the J sounds like in Albania. Matt Ford? So it's brog.
Ah. Yeah, because you've got to get the A on the end. So I've got Adams and brog. Still with points to play. So I'm on 73. I removed Rafinha from my team, transferred him for Harvey Barnes, who I captained. That yielded 24 points.
And do you want to give a little shout out to whichever tipster gave you that idea?
Well, no, I just needed to get Rafinha out, didn't I? Because he clearly wasn't going to play. I used
the
app
this week. And the decision to bring in Harvey Barnes.
Well, he's just doing well, isn't he? He's one of the most obvious transfers in.
Yeah, sure. Okay, fine.
So that's,
stick with that.
For now, that's just the FPL score. So I beat John this week. So it's about 22-12 to you, which given how the season started is remarkable. I'm up to 11th in our Comedians League, which is great news for me. So I'm still hoping to finish inside the top 10. But let's talk about life, John, because the last two episodes, and I'm not sure anyone did notice this, but you weren't in your usual location. We were abroad for security reasons. We couldn't divulge your location. So let us know where you've been and what you've been doing.
I was in Spain. I was filming a show which I'm not allowed to speak about yet because it hasn't been announced.
Okay.
But, you know, vagaries of television that these things get made in secret. I don't quite understand it, but I think I'll get in trouble if I say what it
is. That's okay. We don't want to get you into trouble. You not tell us for national security reasons?
I can hint at it. It's sort of like, do you remember Total Wipeout?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's sort of like that, but instead of like rubber and inflated things, it's actual weaponry.
Oh my God.
So, you know, that basically after Brexit, there was a change in the law. You are now allowed to take postmen out of England, put them on assault course and chop their heads off. So that's what I've been up to.
Squid Game.
Had a lovely time. Basically, yeah, absolutely. That's what we've called it, actually. You win £100 if you get to the end. So it's 100 Squid Game. And obviously nobody gets to the end because I'm the final challenge. Just me absolutely tooled up on a big wet conveyor belt.
I would love to see you. What's the fat baddie in Sonic, the guy who bounces around?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Hedgehog, is it? Or Dr. something? Dr. Knuckles?
I think Knuckles was his...
Dr. Bread? Eggman.
Eggman?
Is it Eggman?
It can't be. It shouldn't be. Let me
Sonic. Sonic Baddie.
Knuckles was his mate. Sonic, obviously, himself.
Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah, Dr. Robotnik with that mad tash.
Better known as Eggman, according to Wikipedia.
You're kidding me. Oh, my God. Yeah,
or
it does come up.
Of course,
yeah.
If you're listening in Albania, better known as Eggman, because the G sound is the J sound
oh,
in
so
Albania.
It's not...
No, that's the J sound. So if he was Eggman, it would be man. But because he is Eggman, it's Eggman.
God, this is, I tell you what, the education we give on this podcast,
yeah.
We're like GCSE bite size.
You listen to 10 minutes of this, yeah. You basically, you could be a full-on FPL tipster in Albania.
Yeah. So you were abroad, you were in Spain. So did you get to watch any football?
I did manage to watch, thanks to the wonders of international football rights, I was able to watch Leeds United versus Watford. I found a little taverna, down a back street, you know, a cobbled alley called the Yorkshire Pride, full of locals eating tapas. They do this tapas that is like slices of roast beef with potatoes, broccoli and gravy. It's called, what do they call it in Spain?
Maxi Inglesi.
El cook dinner. Sunday roast. That's what it is. El Sunday roast.
Henning Venn works there, does he?
Yeah, oh dear, oh God. Oh, was there. It was a little bit bonkers.
You're the language expert, especially when it comes to Spanish. Does Maxi Inglesi pull across as full English? Would that work?
Maybe in some language.
Sounds good,
not Spanish. It does sound good. It does sound it sounds like a channel, to be honest. If you were flicking through the channels in Italy and you were watching men playing topless darts, it would be on a channel called Maxi Inglesi.
I want you to be noted, Maxi Inglesi, Hon Ricatun, chubby man. It is a mantit.
Mantit's universal. I think that's one of those you do with sort of sign language. So yeah, I watched Leeds beat Watford in the Yorkshire Pride in Benidorm as part of this. Well, not as part of this show. Obviously, it wasn't being filmed, but I snuck off for a little while. I said, look, I've got a lot of stuff to do. You know, I'm a really busy guy. Just got to sort out some of my stuff back home, you know, trade some of my online stocks. And they said, okay, fine. And I went to watch Leeds Watford and I paid €1.50 a pint, which... Well, that's the best thing that's going to happen to me for the rest of this year, I'll tell you that.
And was it good lager? Was it legit?
There's no such thing as bad lager at 150, is there?
Mate, come on.
It was a sort of Pilsner-style Spanish lager. I thought I'd misheard. I heard the 50 bit, slid a 5 over, thinking she'd have said £4.50 there. Back came £3.50. Then I knew I was in trouble.
Whoa.
Absolutely wonderful. And we won. I mean, just doesn't get any better than that, does it? I've had the privilege of watching Leeds United abroad twice this season. Both times we've beaten relegation rivals. So I think it's only fair that the club pay for me to travel back to Spain for the Brentford game at the end of the season. If they really want 3 points from that, I think that's what they'll
do. The last time I watched a game of football on holiday was Leeds Forest when we beat you 2-0 towards the end of that season.
Don't remember.
You went up and we didn't. Oh, no, it was the following season you went up, I think. Isn't that mad?
Oh, so that would have been the Derby cheating season, which came to full fruition this week.
Oh, actually, no, it was the season you went up, because then COVID basically happened straight after and you went up that summer, didn't you? So, oh my God.
Oh yeah, because of COVID. Yeah.
No, not because.
Here it comes. Yeah, I'll do your little speech, mate. Yeah, you guys in the media.
Nah. So what were you saying about Derby? Because that sounded good.
Well, the season we didn't go up, we went out in the playoff semi-finals, of course, to what we now know to be an entirely... I haven't followed again the details of the story, but I think it's turned out all that Derby team were robots built in a lab, funded by basically the dark web. I think... Is that what the story is? Why Derby are now in trouble?
They are now relegated to the third tier of English football. Their relegation to League One confirmed just a few days ago, despite the brave exploits of Wayne Rooney. He has failed to maintain their second division status. They're now in... what a season, you have to say, for them. If they go, and they have done, gone down to the third division. Imagine if that pain is compounded by watching Nottingham Forest, their bitterest rivals.
Would you know, I set my timer to see how quickly it would be conversation about Derby's relegation before you mentioned the possibility of Forest promotion, and that was 7 seconds.
But you can't help it, can you? I mean, obviously, they exist in relation to each other in so many ways. Forest, obviously, the bigger club.
So you admit that... Forest would be an irrelevance without Derby, that's what you're saying.
No.
Without Derby, without that sort of dogfight, without that sort of...
What was that?
I don't know, it came from deep. I haven't had breakfast this morning, and I think that was my tummy complaining about that.
And have you had...
They're the ones that Lucy hates. I can do a full-on mouth burp.
Yeah.
She doesn't mind. But those sort of gurgly halfway down the windpipe ones, where you can hear the rumbles, she really hates them.
Well, those ones don't sound human, do they? They sound like something from the deep. They're the sort of thing you imagine an octopus would do after a meal. Just talking of your daily routine, so you've not eaten yet. Have you had a shower yet?
No. So I arrived back from Spain yesterday. So I last showered on a different country. Let's see, it would have been in.
Yeah.
On. Yeah, I was stood on it.
Yeah, I know, but come on,
mate. I was stood on Spanish soil. I last wet my genitalia with Spanish water at, it was 4:15 a.m. Spanish time. That's 3:15 a.m. here. So you're looking at... 30 hours since I last wet my genitalia.
John, why haven't you showered since you got back?
I didn't need to yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Because I'd already showered that day, calendar day. I'd already showered that calendar day.
But mate,
I'm not like you. I'm not like a dog. I don't roll around in the floor. I don't sniff things. I don't rub up against things. I put my little clothes on. I go about my business. I don't sweat that much. I don't find daily life that much of a physical trial. And there was a lot to do yesterday, obviously, getting back. And then you pick your daughter up from school, got very excited, big mouth into one of the other. I snuck back, basically, got an earlier flight to surprise my daughter, who didn't think I was picking her up from school. Chatting to one of the other mums in the queue.
Who could smell you.
I was saying, you smell of cheap lager and 3-0 victory. That's what she was saying. I said she don't know I'm picking her up, so this might be a bit of an emotional reunion. Mm. My daughter came out of her classroom, passed me her school bag, ran off up the hill, didn't say anything.
Well, it was emotional for you, by the sounds of things. Did you cry?
It was emotional for me. Yeah, I was absolutely stitched up.
And you probably
made to look
hummed.
Like an absolute monster.
You've been on the Raz for a fortnight in Spain. Then you don't shower after the flight back. You must have. I bet you smell of like cheese and vinegar and those.
Why do I need to shower after a flight? What are you getting up to on a plane? That means you have to instantly dissolve the grease from your body.
It is a clammy atmosphere. It's recycled air. You get off. You've got that slightly damp back feel. You don't feel right until you got back and had a shower and really woken your body up. I think you're basically like a Sylvanian family. Aren't you? You're like a sort of dinky little thing that just sits in the house and you put clothes on and stuff. But yeah, you don't perspire. You're like a little toy rabbit.
Okay, fine. Yeah, that's not the worst thing you've ever said about me. So I'm actually, you know, in terms of a conversation about ailing personal hygiene and your opinion of me, to end up being a little Sylvanian rabbit, I think I've come out of that quite well. I'll take it. Have you done any of your forfeits?
No, have you?
No. I am going to, I went to get Jaffa Cakes this morning. And it was a bad school run. It just didn't happen. This is what happens when we record at, 9:05.
It's okay.
But it would have happened at 11. So let's we've had a few end of season forfeits, because as much as I've enjoyed discussing your victory this week and how it's now 22-12, the fact remains that the season is over. You will lose, and I have asked for suggestions of forfeits for you.
Okay.
For the season finale. Jeff Higgins manager of old Bighorn FC.
Ooh.
So named because it's an anagram of Rob Holding.
Old Bighorn.
You like that?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I just like the name anyway, regardless of it, it's anagrammatical etymology. Old Bighorn says to me, Texas. It says big slabs of barbecued meat on the range, 10 gallon hats, spittoons, people who don't give a shit. And oh, God, do I want to hang around with those people?
So old Jeff of Bighorn, he says, for the final forfeit, perhaps Matt should have to go vegan for a month. This will improve his health, though, so you'll have to add in the demeaning aspect of a further forfeit.
Oh.
I don't like that for two reasons. One is that you don't eat a lot of meat, and through the gout period, you basically were vegan.
Yes.
So A, I don't think it's enough of a challenge for you. And B, I resent the idea that being vegan is a forfeit. It's actually a lifestyle choice that's better for your own personal health, it's better for the planet's health, and it's better for the well-being of animals.
Yes, I agree with that. Also, I think it would technically constitute a restriction of my human rights, and therefore...
I'm up for that. If I believe me, if anyone at the Home Office is listening and there's a forfeit that you can help me get pushed through legally quickly to restrict Matt Ford's human rights, I am bang up for that.
I tell you what, and this, you could waterboard me.
Do you really want that? I mean, I know you're on a rich run of form at the moment. You've won a couple of weeks. Do you really want me to waterboard you and take the risk of you confessing to something that was buried so deep that even you've forgotten you've done it?
Well, I don't think you need to interrogate me. I just want to endure. I remember seeing the video of Christopher Hitchens getting waterboarded, and part of you goes, he's sort of mildly curious about how it looks horrible.
It is horrible.
So maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Maybe, okay, what about just we do like one of those
snowboarding? I think I'd rather see you get snowboarded than waterboarded.
But if you did it with snow, as in not the sports snowboarding, because I can't be bothered with that. But if you just.
No, that's what I want you to do. I want to somehow chopper you to the top of a mountain with nothing but a snowboard, naked, and say, right, I'll meet you at the bottom for a pint, and then see what happens.
I could see that so clearly.
A GoPro in every orifice.
Genuinely, full body shivered then. My back is still
cold, really?
Just thinking of it. Yeah. Oh.
So while we're discussing the Home Office,
maybe just
Lucas Harris.
Why don't you just maybe like do one of those SAS things where you put a hood over my head, you hold me in a stress position, you play Britney Spears really loud, that sort of thing.
I mean, there's been times when I've accidentally brushed past you in a queue and you've said, don't touch me there, it'll make me The idea that I could put you in a stress position and we wouldn't both end up covered in whatever rotting meat is inside your gizzards at that point.
How about this then? And it's just a funny idea, and I'm not saying I would agree to it. It begs the question why I'm about to say it. You've got a minute to try and make me just me and you in a room and you can do whatever you like. I'm allowed to defend myself, but you've got a minute to try and make me
Which TV channel do you think we would be best placed pitching that to? Is it something for the Beeb?
BBC Four. Put it on after a documentary about, you know, language or art. Sky Art, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, like a sort of sweet and sour. You probably have enough learning about Velasquez. Why don't you watch this man cack his pants in a cell?
Or like Sky Farts, where the whole show, the whole channel is about bums, poop, guts, smells.
Now, this is news to me. You apparently do other podcasts. Obviously, I don't follow your work outside. I literally speak to you for these 50 minutes and then I don't speak to you again. Lucas says, I was recently listening to Matt Ford's latest political party pod. And there was a suggestion from Jacob Rees-Mogg that Matt should go to Go Ape dressed as Tarzan. I think he may have stumbled upon the final forfeit for the comedian's FPL loser.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to see you at Go Ape.
I'd like to go to Go Ape. I reckon we could
Would you?
I think if we do it when we do like our brewery tour and we have a couple, then go to Go Ape, I'll do the Tarzan thing and then we go back to the brewery tour. I'll be well up for that.
That is definitely the front runner so far. Some sort of fancy dress Go Ape experience.
It does feel odd that we're doing this based on a recommendation from Jacob Rees-Mogg, but I guess that's just the way life goes.
That's the way life goes. Ian. Idea for Matt Ford, end of season forfeit. I think you're going to like this one. Matt has to spend season 22-23 Very American language there, but I'll let it slide. Following Derby County for one season only, going to as many home games as possible and steering clear of the Forest ground for one calendar year.
No, I'd rather you just, I'd rather I just let you make me shit.
Simon Moriarty, open top bus ride round Nottingham in full Derby kit.
Absolutely, no, I would get killed.
Liam Turvey, Matt Ford naked in the centre of the Forest Stadium singing a Derby County song.
Why are these all to do with me being like naked, vulnerable, attacked? It really gives the impression that people who listen to this show hate my guts.
Well, it's got to be a big forfeit, hasn't it? Barry.
Ooh.
Hello, lads.
Not Barry Abbott.
Not Barry Abbott, sadly not. Barry Loughran.
Ooh, Loughran?
Maybe Loughran. Loughran.
I'd have gone Loughran, but what do I know?
Loughran. Loughran. Well, it's like cough, isn't it? Loughran.
Okay.
That's what I've gone for, but you've gone... it could be Loughran, Loughran, Loughran. It's the intricacies of the Spanish language, and that's why we've got so many listeners out in Albania. Thanks for your support, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hello, lads. Where do you think Barry's from?
Loughran. Up north.
Doesn't say.
Up north. I'm going to say northeast.
Northeast. All right, then. How are you, lads? Okay. I've been listening to your podcast since day one, and I wanted to start by saying thanks for the show. It's helped me get many DIY jobs get completed.
Ooh.
My idea for a forfeit brings your love of pints and Matt's knife-edge health issues together in what could be a glorious crescendo to the season. The idea is to create a 24-hour brewery sit-in, one which can be shortened by a single hour with each consumption of a pint, e.g. if you drink 8 pints, you stay in the brewery for 16 hours. I'll be honest, I don't care what happens in the middle, I just want to see the bit when he comes out. How does that sound? Barry.
I just want to see the bit where he comes out. I love Barry Loughran. I tell you what, we've got some great Barrys who listen to this show. I reckon we've got the highest amount of good Barrys of any podcast in the world.
What podcast do you think a bad Barry is listening to?
Oh, God. Probably The Political Party by Matt Ford. I imagine that attracts the real bad Barrys.
The Venn diagram of your Barry listenership is just two circles.
It's a Barry Island. So,
wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Hey, really good.
Cheers, mate.
Really, I think possibly, I mean, one of the best jokes you've made since we started this podcast.
That sounds like less of a compliment. That sounds like judgment. That's one of the better ones in the last year. So, where were we now? The thing is, what Barry doesn't seem to realise is there's no incentive for me to leave a brewery.
You're implying that you would stay there for the full 24 hours and enjoy yourself.
Well, why wouldn't I? I mean, this is the thing. Barry literally can't organise a piss up in a brewery. He's got me there, and then the whole thing is to get out. What are you on about, Barry? The whole point is to stay forever and just sit there eating pork scratchings, going, let's just have one more until we cark it. That's the sort of thing you'd say. You're rubbing off on me there. I actually don't believe that.
I am not.
Oh, yes, you are. I would. I'd at some point go, we're going to have to bugger off. You know what I really want to do, John? I mean, there's other things I want to do as well. I want a holiday. I want to feel some sun on my face. I really want to have a few days where we go to some pubs, we watch football, and we just carpet each other like we used to, where we do each other's heads in.
Yeah, okay, I'm up for that. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to push back. Do you miss me as well, then? Is that what I'm to glean?
I miss being brutally abusive to your face. I mean, the podcast scratches a certain itch, but there's something about seeing a shot land. You know, it's like the bit after a round in boxing where you get to really watch in slow motion. The sort of, I want to see the face wobble.
Yeah. <That one. laughs> Oh, man. So what do I do? I like the Go Ape Tarzan one. I mean, obviously...
At the moment, I think that's the leader, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
It's time for a game of animal, weapon, location.
Oh, yes. My favourite bit.
It sounds like it should be hosted by someone chirpier than me. Rick Ward. I've selected from this week's suggestions. Keep them coming in. Rick Ward says, animal, weapon, location. I tell you what I like about it. It's a brief message and it's to the point. You don't mess about, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Animal, weapon, location. Badger with a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire in Boston.
And is that Boston America or Boston Lynx?
Up to you, really, where you want to go with it. Do you want to go to a sort of agricultural community suffering an obesity crisis, or do you want to go to a sort of American crime hotspot?
Well, I guess I'll just channel it and see. I'll see where.
See what comes out.
Okay. God damn! It's a goddamn badger with a baseball bat wrapped in... Ah! Motherfucker got me right in the ankle! Right in the nuts. Bloody hell. What's going on around here? Hey, man. First time in Boston, England. Goddamn badger. Whacking in the nuts with a baseball bat. That's a goddamn pop. I'm bleeding out, buddy. You're bloody weird, you are. Hey, come on, mate. I like this badger. I'm going to have it as a little pet. Come on, get in the back of the van. So there you go. That was quite the story where a man from Boston... in America, found himself in Boston in Lincolnshire, got attacked by a badger with a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire, and then the bystander who witnesses it adopts the badger and approves of the behaviour.
And where's the American from? Texas?
Boston, America.
Yeah, I mean, I googled it while you were doing the impression. There is a Boston, Texas.
Oh.
So that there is a get out there if you want
it. Yes, sorry, when you said from, sorry, that is quite vague. So... he was born in Boston, the Tea Party Boston, but then he moved to Boston, Texas, where he spent most of his life.
I see.
So that would explain the accent.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep your suggestions coming in. That was a full performance, that. I think these are going to grow week by week to the point where by the end of the season, we'll probably open with this, and I'll just leave you alone for 40 minutes to act out a full animal assault on a town full of people with backstories to tell.
Now, as you know, John, I love the FA Cup. It's my favourite tournament. I prefer it to the league. And I think this season's FA Cup has been the best for a very long time. I think the third and fourth ones this year.
Why do you think that?
No. I thought that even before Forest played Arsenal. There were so many great matchups, so many giant killings. It really, and I think most people listening to this would agree, it has been the best season of the FA Cup. It's a shame that the final will probably be quite boring, but hopefully I've now jinxed it into being better. But Man City, of course, lost against Liverpool in the FA Cup semi-final last weekend. Phil Foden was photographed going to Co-op to buy some Lucozade and some Lynx and Lynx Africa. And
not cufflinks.
No.
Do you think anyone's ever bought Lucozade and cufflinks at the same time?
I mean, if anyone has, it's probably me.
Yeah, almost certainly.
I would say I was in a strong position for that. But he was, picture coming out of Co-op. You know, I love stuff like that. I love Phil Foden. I think he's the most exciting footballer in the world. And I love the fact that... But he is.
I love it when football pundits say in the world, as if they've studied the very intricacies of the Panamanian league.
He makes me more excited than any other footballer. So for me, he is...
How many footballers are you aware of off this continent? 12?
Well, no, because...
Name 12 players who don't play in Britain.
Oh, hang on. Well, that's different. That's about ones that don't play here. So, obviously, Britain has a diverse football league because we have players from all over the world who come and play here.
If you're going to go about bandying about claims like Phil Foden is the most excited player in the world...
Don't take this from me. He's my favourite footballer, okay, that's non-Forest. Non-Forest. So,
fine.
And I do find the way he plays football, and I think you could say... Mm. What do you mean?
He's got the best... step over in the 28 postcodes around him.
He's a phenomenon, right? And I really don't think we've seen the best of him, and I certainly don't think England have used him to his full capacity yet. Nor Man City. Anyway, I'm so glad he uses Lynx Africa.
Norman City? Sounds like an awful football team.
I love Lynx Africa, and I love Lucozade support, and I feel on some level this means, and I like Costa Coffee as well, so I'm like, oh my God, me and Phil Foden basically have the same weekly shop. So I feel a kinship with the man.
Do you think that's a deep spiritual link, or do you think that is a thing that footballers and you, in particular, haven't changed your, I was going to say shopping habits, but I'm going to broaden that out to habits in general since you were 15-year-old boys?
No, take this as a theory. People say, oh, why still buying Lynx Africa? It's 2022. I would say, why still eating carrots? Why still eating carrots?
Right, okay.
Reason, right? I could just say, oh, you're eating the same stuff your granddad used to eat. Modernise. Why aren't you eating, you know, silver discs of space rations?
Yes, it's an argument I'd love to see happen in the flesh. I'd love to be out with you one day. It makes me want to take you to a shop. I just want to follow you around for a day buying Lynx Africa until someone says that to you. Until someone comes up to you and says, why are you still buying Lynx Africa? Just to see you turn with a fully prepared argument. Especially if they've got a bag of carrots in their shopping basket. My God, that's the next viral sensation video.
It's a good argument. And also, there's a reason why Lynx Africa has endured in a way that, I mean, my favourite actually was Atlantis. I thought that was a lovely smell, a more refreshing smell, whereas Lynx Africa has that sweetness to it. It's endured because it's a really nice smell. Mm. It's as simple as that.
I still wear Brut, mate. You don't have to explain yourself to me.
I love Brut. That peppery. I mean, that is a rich flavour, isn't it, Brut? That is old man. And I don't mean old man as in an elderly man. I mean like classic man.
Vintage male scent.
Makes me think of Christmas. It's got that pepperiness to it. You go, oh, yeah. Splash on a bit of Brut. Have a bit of mulled wine. Splash on a bit more Brut.
Oh, yeah, mulled wine. That's a great shout. That has landed heavier with me than it should on the 21st of April at 10 o'clock in the morning. The idea of a cheeky little mulled wine.
I've got some in, you know. It just didn't get through any at Christmas, so.
Yeah, it lasts as well, doesn't it? It keeps. I've got a Christmas pudding.
Do you know what? I kept a Christmas pudding for a while, I think we discussed it on the show a couple of months ago, but you could have that at any point, John. That's just a pudding now.
Well, I had we had a Junemas last year because obviously the Christmas previous to this one was, you know, mid-pandemic. We didn't get to see the people we wanted to. So when restrictions lifted in the summer, we had a bloody summer Christmas. And I've got to tell you, it really didn't work. Yeah, it was lovely to see the people that we hadn't seen and share times together. In reality, it was far too hot for a roast dinner and a Christmas jumper, and that sort of stifled the atmosphere.
Well, you know, actually, I went through this recently, so it was the rescheduled Christmas special of my political party podcast, and it featured Jacob Rees-Mogg and Rosanna Allen Khan. So I played Christmas music, I got the baby sham in, I had an inflatable Santa on the stage, a fibre optic Christmas tree, and the audience didn't get in the mood at all, in the Christmas sense.
Yeah.
They just thought it was all a bit weird.
Yeah, it's funny that, isn't it? We've had that with the Cats Christmas special. It's very often not recorded at Christmas and the audience have no idea. So they think they're coming to a regular recording and it actually pisses them off. They don't sort of get into it. Like, oh, well, it's like a bonus Christmas. Like, what are you doing, you sad pricks? It's March.
Oh, man. But
I tell you what.
Come on.
I feel sorry for Phil Foden is what I was going to say.
Ooh.
Because that picture you're talking about, it's been sort of dressed up as a like, how insensitive of him. Because obviously Man City lost to Liverpool in that FA Cup semi-final. That picture has gone out as a kind of, can you believe, less than 48 hours after losing that game, he's got the temerity to be thinking about the smell of his armpits. I don't know what the implication is that these players are supposed to go in full mourning and just sort of live in a cave until their next game.
Oh,
he's
see.
Only getting some Lucozade and a bit of Lynx, isn't he? Yeah, it was like, can you believe it? Look at him out and about.
Oh, like
it's not like he's in a nightclub.
Oh, yes. It's been written up almost like he's gone and bought a supercar.
Spotted shopping at Co-op less than 48 hours after Man City's heartbreaking loss. I tell you what, if you have got heartbreak, you could do worse than make yourself smell nice and have a coffee and some Lucozade. Get some pep back in your life.
Well, take your own advice, John. Have a good old wash, mate. You spray.
I will have a shower after
okay,
this.
Good.
Listen, I get up. We've not had the best night in the house. Not had as much sleep as I like. We get up. It's a new term at school, so we've got a new bag regime, new kit
regime. What do you mean? What's that?
Well, the kids have different things for different terms. PE kit changes.
I
the reading regime changes.
Splashing water on your testicles again.
Well, even that's a little bit lower than it was last term. So, you know, it's a further to reach every term.
I said gesticles then, because I was going to say genitalia and then testicles. But I think gesticles are a great word for balls.
It's got a profanosaurus-like feel to it, hasn't it?
A comedian's gesticles. Balls, gesticles.
Yeah, absolutely. You could have a little bell put inside one so that it sort of tinkled when you ran, your gesticles.
So you've got a new bag regime.
Anyway, so it was, you know, my priority in the morning is getting my kid to school on time. That is all I care about.
A good smelly dad.
So got to school on time, come straight back, do the podcast. I will shower, don't get me wrong. You know, I'll change these socks. They've done their 3 days. I'll change them.
Tell me you're joking.
I am joking,
thank
of course.
Thank God. You know what, you never smell bad. Whenever I see you, you're always...
No, I'm not an unclean man. Mm. you know, I do shower before any sort of physical contact. But obviously, you know, I've been away working. My wife has taken the strain at home. I relieved her of that strain. I made it very clear, when I get back, you get on with what you need to do. You know, I'm on it, mate. I shall have a tidy round. I'll cook some nice home cooked meals. I've already I'm downstairs now, soaking my dal.
What are you gonna?
My lentils and my quinoa, they're soaking away, ready for my dal.
So you're gonna make a curry then, a curry dal.
There's gonna be a lovely home cooked dal on the plate this evening. Don't you worry about that. Some fresh ginger in there, some fresh turmeric grated in there, bit of onion. A lovely, hearty, protein-rich vegan meal for the family.
I love that. Fresh turmeric makes your fingers stain orange, doesn't it? It's got a lovely smell.
It does. Well, you can wear gloves. Or what I do, I like to pinch the end of the turmeric, peel it, and then grate it straight away, but I don't peel the bit I'm holding. So you use it almost like the tip of a cigarette, if you will.
Or, in Greek mythology, Achilles' heel, because that was the place his mother held him. She dipped him in the lake that made him so strong. The reason his heel was weak is because that's where the hand had been. So you've got turmeric finger, where you've touched the turmeric. That's where, if I touch you, you would die.
This is why we get the best Barry's. There's very few podcasts where you can have a chat about Greek mythology, the Albanian language, where to get cheap lager in Spain. You know, that it's all wrapped up here. That's why the Barry's come flocking. I mean, those podcasts probably don't have the cheek to masquerade around as an FPL podcast when all they do is at the beginning talk about who's won and then not do the forfeits even when they've lost. You know, probably not many comics have got that gall, to be honest, but we have.
And don't forget, this is our debut season. So next season, there may be more FPL. But I mean, I think there's enough FPL in
here. Or less.
Or less, yeah. Maybe next season we just call it Comedians, and it's just hello.
This has basically turned into a work appraisal now, hasn't it?
Hello at c.com.
What do you like? Is it the FPL you like or not the FPL?
Yeah, get in touch. Hello at cpfpl.com.
Or is it this curious mix, you know? Are you coming for the FPL and staying tuned for Animal Weapon Location? Or are you really here for Lukaku's line is it anyway, and you tolerate the conversation about the success of Harvey Barnes and which tipster gave Matt the idea to captain him this week?
Maybe as well, sugarcoat it a little bit. Don't give us too brutal feedback, because we're new to this. This is our first season, our first series, and we're learning. We're learning the world.
And we're busy guys.
We are also very busy.
Busy guys, aren't we?
So this is a passion project. We do this because we like talking to each other, and we want to, you know what? We just want to make you guys laugh. Yeah,
we just want to monetize.
And we want the intellectual property that we can sell to some global conglomerate and then eventually retire on this dosh, right? But apart from that, we do it out of the goodness of our money-grabbing hearts.
Yeah, basically, this is our idea. And if you get a sniff of two Brazilian comics talking about football in Brazil and playing silly games, then we will lawyer up and we will destroy them.
Yes. Also, if you work for a global conglomerate and you want to sponsor or indeed buy us out, if you know, and you might think, oh, maybe my brand's a bit toxic for these guys. We're fine. We can find a way around it. You know, do it.
Our conscience is clear. You've got another podcast that was all about encouraging political debate, and we trust each other and we speak to each other better, and we're all driving forward to make a better future. I've got a podcast about the environment, trying to save the planet. So if Shell want to buy this one, get your wallets out, lads.
Excellent.
Yeah. That's all we've got time for this week. Next podcast will be out tomorrow.
Whoa. Thank you so much. Remember to send us that feedback. Hello at cpfpl.com. Tweet us at ComediansFPL. Give us your ideas for Animal Weapon Location. Anything else you want us to talk about, and hit us up on Instagram and Facebook.
Rad.
Did you just say rad?
Yeah, well, you said hit us up on Facebook, so I thought I'd respond in kind, dude.
That'd be a good forfeit, where you have to talk in, like, street slang for a whole episode. You know, like I had to do in Welsh.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Maybe that's the next one. So whoever loses this week has to do the whole thing in, like...
Well, did we have a forfeit for this week, where I've lost this week?
Oh, yeah, what was it? Okay. You got to stand outside with a sign saying, I suck at FPL or I'm shit at FPL.
I think that was last week, wasn't it? I think I've already got to do that.
Oh, darn it.
Do you want to do the street slang next week?
Yeah, street slang next week.
All right, street slang UK. So join us next week to hear me using such words as bait. I better check what that means before I say
so
it.
Oh man,
what is bait?
Oh, this is a path lined with peril.
Yeah, obvious or simple, as in you're so bait. Oh yeah, I can use that. So I'll tell you what, this forfeit's going to be bait, and there's going to be Bear Street slang next week.
All right, so good.
So join me and the extremely chong Matt Ford next week's Comedians Playing FPL.
Bye.
Bye.